James Tao with a look at the market's performance so far around lunchtime. And we have seen the Aussie market pick up in the last hour or so. The ASX 200 did start the session in negative territory at one stage, down about 30 points or 0.4%. And as we approach midday local time, the benchmark index now up about 45 points or 0.2%. And we've seen a lot of that on the back of some news coming through out of China. The property group Evergrande has come to some kind of agreement to repay bondholders. So that has certainly helped the market here in Australia and across most Asian markets as well, in a bit of a risk-on mode kicking in. So energy and material stocks in particular have seen some decent improvements. Those two sectors are the best performers on the Aussie market so far. Our big miners, BHP, Rio Tinto, up around that 2.5% mark. Fortescue Metals lifting more than 3%, while Champion Iron is up more than 5%. Champion Iron also did receive a broker upgrade today. Among the energy stocks, Beach Energy up about 4.5%, while Woodside is lifting around that 3% mark. Some of the weakness on the market we are seeing, though, remains in that financial space. A number of the big four banks still in negative territory. Westpac, one of those, down about 0.7%, and did announce this morning that its Pacific's business sale that was looking to go ahead has basically been suspended. That includes its Fiji and PNG businesses due to a PNG regulatory decision blocking that particular sale. So its shares down today. Elsewhere, some other losers include the likes of Premier Investments. It's down about 5%, having one of its worst days in some time. And AusNet, which was up about 30% over Monday and Tuesday on takeover talks, down about 4.5% so far today. Elsewhere, in a bit of company news, Zipco, the buy now, pay later provider, has decided or has announced it's looking to enter the Indian market with a $50 million investment in a company called Zest Money. AGL also in the news today. It's holding its AGM, its share price up about 3% today, but still one of the worst performers year to date in 2021, with its stock about 52% lower. The Aussie dollar has also picked up. It's now buying about 72.6 US cents.